Hello, this is Thompson Smiley, and this is another of those incidents when we take our Smiley's Picks column from the Louisville Magazine into the studios of WUOL. And we're looking at the month of December 2011, and my guest today is the star, the musical star at least, of that gloomy period of the year, and that's Daniel Spurlock, who's the director of the Louisville Chorus. Daniel, in a period which is particularly lacking in musically challenging interest, you know, something different, something new for Christmas. You seem to be the only one who's breaking the mold with no fewer than three concerts this month.
Right. Yeah, we're doing three of them, and two of them are similar in different locations, and the third one is radically different from the other two. We decided this year that we wanted to take an approach over at one of our concerts where we've been performing at St. Mary's in New Albany, St. Mary's Catholic Church, where we decided this year we wanted to do an extremely family-oriented concert. And this concert's going to involve a lot of the just fun Christmas carols, the ones that everybody grew up with, you know, Jingle Bells, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. And particularly it's going to involve the children. I'm going to be calling on children in the audience. There's going to be a lot of interacting going on between the chorus, myself, and the audience. And we'll have some of the children come up and play some sleigh bells while we sing Jingle Bells, do some singing. Who knows? I've kind of been known to get a youngster to come up some now and then and conduct
Wonderful.
The chorus.
Let me just emphasize that this concert is coming up this Saturday, which is December 3, at 2 o'clock in the afternoon at St. Mary's Catholic Church, and that's at 415 East 8th Street in New Albany. The number to call for tickets is 968-6300, 968-6300, or else go on to the excellent Louisville Chorus website, which is louisvillechorus.org. Daniel, I last saw, heard you conduct the Fore Requiem. Where was that? St. Martin?
Yes, that was the same
tours.
Right.
Do you spend a lot of time going around auditioning churches because you get about, don't you?
Well, no. What we like to do is to perform around the community. I mean, we go to St. Martin's, we go to St. Mary's. We spent 12 seasons at the Cathedral of the Assumption with our Christmas programs. We're back at St. Agnes. Of course, this year we performed a lot at St. Bridget. We did the Mozart Requiem years ago there and have had several performances since. I really like to take the chorus around the city, in and outside the city as much as possible, because, you know, we're small enough that we can go out to the audiences, and rather than being kind of stuck in one place where they have to come to us, but we're large enough that we are, you know, a really good performing professional ensemble.
Well, I think you've hit on a really very important marketing niche here. I've long believed that if people won't go to the arts, then the arts must go
exactly.
to the people.
And,
you know, I've suggested that maybe the opera company might play in churches. They do this sort of mm-hmm. thing, of course, but do more of it. Because people in America, like it or lump it, people do go to church in much greater mm-hmm. numbers than they do anywhere else in the world. Tell me, is there a distinctly seasonal aspect to your work? I mean, it seems the Easter and
Christian
festivals.
No, we do. We are the most performing chorus in the entire region. And we do not only seasonal music with Christmas and in the springtime, but we do music all through the year. We do music during Valentine's time with our very well-known Valentine dinner concert now, which is a beautiful dinner at the Seelbach, and you get this gorgeous meal with a concert of love songs.
Wonderful.
All through the evening. But we do other thematic things and sometimes just regular concerts. We have our normal Masterworks concert. This year we're focusing on angels, and that's an entirely different thing. We just finished a performance back in September where we did the 9/11 memorial concert in honoring those who lost their lives on 9/11. So, you know, we do all kinds of performances. We're, to my knowledge, we're the only chorus in the area that will do more than just the standard run-of-the-mill chorus music. You know, we do things in Latin, we do things in French, we do things in German, but we also do bluegrass sometimes, we do Broadway. I feel, you know, a chorus is a lot like an orchestra. In order to be a good music ensemble for its community, it needs to be able to do all kinds of music. And in my mind, I feel like there's an unfortunate perception that if you're a chorus, you must be doing only those highbrow run-of-the-mill standard war horses, and you just repeat those over and over. And that's good. There's fantastic literature like that. And we do that. I mean, we've done the Dvorak Requiem. We've done the Mozart Requiem. We've done the Brahms Requiem. We've done the Foray and the Dvorak Mass. A lot of those things are masterpieces, and we still perform those. But in addition to those, we do Broadway, love songs, all kinds of music. We've done Disney music, you know, music for Disney, that kind of thing. So this is one of the things I like about the chorus so much. It's probably the most versatile chorus you're going to hear in this region.
You've got a chunk from one of my few favorite Christmas pieces of music, frankly, and that's Spirit of the Season from that marvelous score to the Polar Express.
Yeah, we're going to do that on this particular
It's one of the best movie scores. And again, this is this coming Saturday, December 3 at 2 p.m. Daniel, it seems to me there are two aspects to your mission, if you've anything as pompous as a mission to discuss. One is, of course, the intrinsic beauty of the music and the fact you're bringing pleasure to a great number of audience people. And certainly the concerts I've attended tend to be aggressively well attended. But there's also, I think, a very important trickle down, dare I say it, value to what you do. I used to think when I ran the opera company that the chorus was really in some ways the community heart of the company, and that people played under great maestros. They sang, they learned this, they learned languages, and then they went out to their everyday jobs. Some of them are school teachers, many of them as educators of one sort or another. And whatever they learn from you, or whatever they learn from Brahms or Dvorak or Bach, percolates into the community.
Oh, I agree. Music, you know, as everybody has heard, music is the universal language, but music can also be the universal influencer, if I could use that word, the universal teacher. And people don't really realize, because it hasn't been publicly known, that in order to play in an orchestra or a band, or in order to sing in a chorus, the level and detail of teamwork is beyond belief. It is, dare I say, far, far more challenging than playing on any sports team you can think of. There was actually a study, I mean, to back this up, this is not just an opinion, but there was a study done back in the 1970s, with the Vienna Symphony, called Stress in the Symphonic Musician. And it actually hooked all these musicians up to all kinds of electrodes and everything to test their heart rate, their blood pressure, their whole nervous system, their brain waves and everything when they were doing rehearsals and performances. And it was amazing that, you know, as a musician, whether you're an instrumentalist or a singer, you have to react to, say, for example, intonation. Is the note you're going to play in tune with the others? Is it together? The tone color, the dynamic, the character, the rhythm, pitch, everything, all within less than 1/100th of a second.
Yes.
And if there's one slight tiny detail that's off, it shows up. And it shows that these, you know, your blood pressure would change, your heart rate would change, everything, you know. So it's amazing the teamwork that's required to sing in a chorus or to play in an instrumental ensemble.
But there's also more than athletic stamina involved too. I mean, to play, for example, a violin, or to play, as you used to do with such distinction, a double bass in the Louisville Orchestra, for a piece like The Marriage of Figaro, which is maybe a bad choice at the moment, but it's 3 hours of concentrated energy, physically and mentally.
In fact, I tell my chorus that you know, if we're not mentally, physically, and emotionally exhausted by the end of the performance, we haven't done our music.
Well, you could also, it was a fortunate slip of the tongue when you said exalted. Yeah. I want to make sure that people know what we're talking about, that the first concert up of three this month is Saturday, December 3 at 2 o'clock at St. Mary's Catholic Church, and that's your family Christmas. And then the next week at 7:30 on the 10th at St. Agnes Church, there's another concert which we might talk about later, and these performances focus on angelic music for the Christ Child. I've been talking to Daniel Spurlock, director of the Louisville Chorus, and to catch one of the three concerts which he's featuring this month, you need to call 968-6300 or go to the Louisville Chorus website, which is louisvillechorus.org. Daniel Spurlock, director of the Louisville Chorus, has been my guest. Daniel, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Merry
Good
Christmas.
Thank you. You too.